This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Saxe-Coburg Gothas, the Merovingian family that sits there nesting in England, sucking off all the central banks, running giant war machines, eugenics programs, writing books written by the royal family how they want to kill 80% of us. Their little carrot-top demon princes nesting there with their bug eyes, little rodents. A caller from England, John, was bringing him up. Some guy crashed the party and acts stupid. They're now calling him a terrorist, saying they need homeland security everywhere to keep everybody safe. I did see the article. John in the United Kingdom, and then we'll go to Don and Perry and many others. Go ahead, John. You were finishing up about the Rat Prince.
Yeah,
and,
well,
how the, you must give up all your liberty to protect the Saxe-Coburg Gothas, and most of the British people are so brainwashed they don't even know about their operational dictatorship family that's dominated their country and turned it into a cesspool. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they're now using this to draw up a watch list for attention seekers, basically, which is anyone who's trying to bring information to the public. So I'm rather disconcerted about that. But I've been busy over the last few days. I've been speaking to members of parliament. I actually saw today, I met with a very senior member of parliament who is independently minded, and I personally respect him because he's shown his independence, and he is a very well-respected member of parliament. I gave him a binder full of news articles which show that 9/11 could not have been the way they explained it, and he was very happy to take it from me and look it over, and he's going to pass it around. I also met today with two BBC journalists, and one of them I spoke to about 9/11, and both of them I spoke to about Sherman Skolnick's story about the Bush family bribing Tony Blair with several billion dollars. I spoke to Sherman myself on Sunday, and he said to me, believe it, it's true, it's just they're sitting on it. And, I mean, I followed some of Sherman's work, and yeah, a lot of it is uncorroborated, but I have also seen through the mainstream how other elements of his stories have been shown to be true. And I just passed this information on to the BBC and also to these members of parliament and said, it's not me saying this, it's this guy. Check him out. Check out the story, because
he assured me. Well, I would go to the BBC and say, I would go to the BBC and say, your Times of London reported that Salman Rushdie was told not to fly that month to New York. Was a ban for his safety. Mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, told not to fly that day for his safety to New York. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, MSNBC, were told not to fly that day. They weren't even in on it.
But unfortunately, everyone is wandering around in a trance, not questioning the fact that no one has... I was listening to a show from Cloak and Dagger last night, and someone phoned in and said, so what is the official explanation for why those fighter jets didn't take off on time? And Lenny Bloom's response was, now you're getting there. There never was an explanation. And this is what I'm trying to explain to them. Check it out. Forget about what you think you know. Go and check it out and just, you know, see for yourself the fact that the story does not fit together. Now, I have to say I'm quietly optimistic about this senior member of parliament I met with today, because he's shown his independence. I don't want to mention his name at this stage because he's just had this information. So we don't need some whole wild story in the press about how this guy's involved with conspiracy theorists until he can see it for himself and come out and make his own assertions. But
like, let me just say this, optimistic. John. Members of Parliament, members of Congress here should be knee-deep in documents, news stories, videotapes, and we can't do it all. John can't do it. I can't do it alone. Everybody's got to do a little something every day, every week.
Alex, I saw my own MP on Saturday. He did not want to talk to me about politics. I went to his constituency surgery, and people normally turn up to talk about benefit claims or an asylum claim. And when I said, I want to talk to you about the lies that we've got and the war in Iraq and political corruption, he tried to tell me this wasn't the right forum, and I reminded him, this is the only access that I have to my elected representative.
For those that don't know, your members of parliament come and you talk to them in little meetings, and he didn't want to talk about politics because members of parliament aren't involved in politics, huh, John?
Not exactly.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, that's the way it is around here. All right, we'll come back and talk to Don and Perry and others. A lot of other news coming up. Stay with me.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk to Don in Missouri, then Perry and others, or Don in Michigan. I try to get these states right. These states right. Oh, look, a Freudian slip. I said states' rights. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing today, brother?
Pretty good, sir.
Good. I've told you before, I've never been knighted by the British, so you don't have to call me sir, but I appreciate the respect.
Well, it's just a pleasantry and a...
I know, Alex, I know. Listen, I've asked you about this before. I haven't called in a month or so or whatever, but you used to play this audio piece, Martial Law, and it's an audio. Back in the 80s, somebody made it up.
Jello Biafra, yeah.
What is it?
It's called Jello Biafra.
Jello Biafra.
Yeah, it's the name of a spoken word group that does political things.
Well, I was looking on the Internet. I was trying to find that because I was going to download that. That's kind of nippy. I was going to play it for a couple of my buddies who just don't get it yet, what a scenario would be like under total martial law. We're already under it. It's just incrementally. But was wondering about that, Alex. I'm going to have to...
I keep getting requests to play it, and I'll play it for you, okay? I'll get that done soon. I'll play it a couple times next week or something, or maybe tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate it.
I got to be honest with you. I got the CD right here.
Yeah.
And I've been playing this for about 8 years.
Yeah.
And the CD is scratched and messed up.
I don't care about that.
Well, hold on. Well, I'm not going to air a CD that skips on air.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
Let me finish. I've had this thing, I don't know, 7-8 years. The CD, I spilt coffee on the table, got on a bunch of CDs. When I cleaned them, they all worked, but this one, the CD is now shot, and so I have to go out and find it and buy it again. Now, if somebody wants to go out and buy the CD for me and mail it to me, the sale will air in the next few days. I'll never get time to go to the record store or the CD store or the music store.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I did, they probably won't have it. So if people want to hear it, how about somebody overnights it to me and then you'll hear it?
Well, if I could find it someplace.
A lot of people have got it. Yeah, I'm just saying the CD's messed up. That's why I haven't been airing it.
Okay, well, that's no big deal. How you doing? Everything going okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing all right. I just to try to cover the wall-to-wall lying and manipulation and to watch, according to people's political paradigm, the most liberal administration ever in U.S. history, the biggest growth of the federal government, the greatest loss of sovereignty and rights and liberties, systematic evil being set up and worked upon us, and then to have to listen to neocons everywhere lying about it and to hear mindless idiots supporting him is very painful.
Well, we all knew Clinton was a common criminal, but Bush, you know, the wolf in sheep's clothing, everybody's just sportsman for Bush, you know.
Yeah, he'll ban our shotguns and register everything. It's so conservative, and try to block arming all the pilots, and he's for open borders, and he bought Dan Burton's committee and basically has had the White House press secretary threatened members of the press not to ask about Dan Burton's committee and why the White House is blocking and protecting Clinton and blah, 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 and campaign finance reform, restricting the First Amendment, and on and on and on and on and on and on and
yep,
on,
yep.
And Patriot Act 1 and 2 and Homeland Security and forced inoculations and FEMA camps.
Yep. It goes on and on, doesn't it?
Appreciate the call, Don.
Yeah, hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I've been playing around with chat rooms. I just learned how to email and do chat rooms and stuff for the last couple month or so. And I've been pumping your websites, Prison Planet, InfoWars, and telling everybody about it. When you push the talk button on the chat room, people can hear you if you want to voice chat. You can hear how many people hear you because there's a number that shows there. And I've been playing parts of your Road to Tyranny on there, and lots of people have been hearing it on the Internet. It's pretty cool.
And what would happen if, let's say, there's 20 people in a room, and 5 of them went and did what you're doing, and then hundreds hear it, and then hundreds do it, and then thousands do it, and that's happening, and that's why InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are now getting tens of millions of hits a month, millions of individual visitors, and I'm just one gun, one emplacement in the InfoWar, firing on the enemy. You can all be leaders in the info war, and
one
if we don't do it, it's
question.
Over.
Did you get that FBI flyer I sent to you?
Which one?
Oh, the new one, not the old one from Maricopa Sheriff.
No, I didn't get it. You need to send it again.
I did. I sent it to you, man.
You know, I try to read all the mail. Stuff slips past me. I apologize. When did you mail that?
3001 South Lamar. Yeah, I'll send you another copy.
When did you mail it?
Oh, it had to be 3 weeks ago.
Okay, that'll be in a box of mail that says that week. I mean, people don't stop sending mail, don't stop sending email, or I would never get anything.
Yep.
That's why I've been plugging my videos a little bit harder than usual. I've just signed a lease for a bigger office. Because my office, I broadcast out of my home, but I have an office that I go to work. You can't, you know, do it. I mean, I can broadcast out of a corner room with, you know, the padded walls and the hookups, but I can't run my business out of the house. So I have an office, a little two-room office. I just had to get a bigger one. We have hundreds of doctors and lawyers and scientists and college students that want to intern for us. That takes infrastructure. So I'm getting a little bit bigger office. I may get an even bigger one. Then I could have people that would read all that, look at all that. I'm just trying to grow here, but it takes funds to do it, and that's why it's important for listeners to buy the videos and all that stuff. Thanks for the call, Don. Let's talk to Perry in Kansas. Perry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that they have these protests every week in Kansas City out there in the plaza downtown, and they got their little signs out there, honk for peace and everything. Well, it only took them until last week to finally put up a sign that said that Bush uses 9/11 to suit his purpose for anything that he does. I just can't believe it took them this long.
In a city where I'm on, an AM covers the entire city.
I just want to congratulate them for finally putting up a sign that says something about 9/11. That's all I had to say. It's been a long time. I've been waiting.
Well, you got it. I mean, how many copies of my videos have been made in Kansas City? It's got to be 50,000.
I've given them to the protesters out there and told them to watch them with their friends in their college dorm.
So. Well, great job. And you see how the left-wingers are neutralized. They have mindless chants, they say. They say, oh, the UN's good, Bush is bad. No, they're all together in good cop, bad cop. And they don't understand. And instead of being out there protesting, they should be at the county commissioner, city council meetings. They should be knocking on doors, running for political office, putting up websites, getting radio shows, calling into radio shows. Protesting is what you did 100 years ago when that was the medium.
And they don't know what S-22 is. They don't know that what they're doing is going to become terrorism.
Yeah, they got bills for life in prison. If one protester blocks traffic, everyone gets life in prison. I've read the bill on air.
And they don't know anything about that. They don't know anything about it.
Well, see, that's because the CFR member Moyers, as they announced Patriot Act 2, took it, watered it down, didn't tell you the really bad stuff, and told you it was secretly introduced in the House. No. Before Moyers even talked and broke the story, you know, really got the story going, before he did that, it was introduced in the Senate under S-22, Justice Domestic Security Enhancement Act. In the House, it's Domestic Security Enhancement Act. And Ashcroft on TV saying there's no Patriot Act 2 when the thing was introduced 7 months ago. Just 4 days shy of 7 months ago, my friend.
Well, some guy called in yesterday and told you that you were you had homophobic overtones or undertones to your program, and it sounded like it kind of pissed you off. And I just wanted to let you know, don't let those people get you down for more than 30 seconds.
Well, I appreciate the call, sir. Take care. Look, I don't get up here and bash people individually as human beings, but I do criticize behavior that destroys lives. And at the same time, many of these people are militant. They're behind the CPS. They're involved taking kids from families and then taking them for themselves. It's in the news. It's admitted. The people promoting UNESCO, Bush and the rest of them, UNESCO says the family is a disease and will be destroyed. Now, I've read this on air. I've read the textbooks. I've posted official UN documents, their own manual for the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization. In my book, Descent into Tyranny, I have Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, the guy that wrote Brave New World, where he says, we're going to have euthanasia. We're going to condition people that euthanasia is good. This is a Nazi system. It's a culture of death. They don't want you having children. They don't want you having families. They don't want you being fulfilled. So if you're going to do what you're going to do, leave us alone. Stop teaching it in schools. Leave us alone. You know, they teach this stuff. When I was in high school, they were teaching it in the schools. In the name of diversity and you know, all these terms, they teach it. They shouldn't be teaching. I mean, imagine if the coaches said, I'm going to have a special class for the 10 cheerleaders about heterosexual sex. We're going to describe all the forms of sex. We're going to bus the cheerleaders to a dormitory where they're going to lay in beds and discuss all this and maybe act it out. That's been in mainstream news in Massachusetts, Texas, other areas. They're recruiting in the schools. But it's not heterosexual, it's homosexual. And now you're not supposed to use the word homosexual. There was a BBC article, arrests were made, people gave speeches where they used the word homosexual, arrests were made, they said the word homosexual has aggressive overtones, you cannot use it. That was the head of Scotland Yard's diversity unit. The head of diversity unit. Don't use the scientific term. It's like, say, don't say Caucasian. Don't say Negro. What is Negro now? Evil word? Yes. They're saying that in some quarters. It's the scientific term, like Caucasian or Asian or you're Asian. I mean, it's nuts. You can't even, in England, you can't even say homosexual or risk arrest by Scotland Yard when it's the scientific term. I mean, how far is this going? How far is this going to happen? It's political correctness run completely out of control. Come back and take more calls. We got Mike Hansen coming up. He stopped robbers who robbed 20 buildings and cars that night. stopped him at gunpoint. The police came and thanked him. Good job, Travis County. Do more of that instead of SWAT team raids on old ladies, and we'll thank you on this show. That's coming up in 10 minutes, though. And I got a bunch of other news. Yes, I haven't gotten to it. It's all coming up. I'm fired up. I had a Starbucks coffee this morning.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business. Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing Black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's jam three calls into this segment. Then I'm going to come back with Mike Hansen for about 5 minutes. His voice is shot. He's been on so many radio shows talking about how these thugs, and of course turned out there were weapons in their vehicles, I'm being told, had broken into his fireworks stand. Evil fireworks that Mike sells, and I'm being sarcastic, are trying to ban them here in Texas. And Mike came out in his underwear at gunpoint out of his mobile trailer and stopped him. And the police actually came and thanked Mike because the guys had robbed 20 people that night and were just full of loot. So that's coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's talk to Bill in Wisconsin and Al in Illinois and others. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to tell you, over the weekend, I had a phone call from the Republican Congressional Committee. And, you know, they play a tape by Congressman Tom DeLay, and then they get one of their party members on there to try to get money out of you.
Help us stop the liberals. Help us defend the Second Amendment.
Right, right. But I started, and what do I think of George Bush and what he's doing? So automatically, I said, I have no intention of voting for George Bush. I said he is as bad as Clinton. And I went into the Clinton connection with Mina. I went into 9/11.
Well, blocking Dan Burton's committee.
Yeah.
Protecting
that,
Bill Clinton
also,
aggressively.
That also. Then I went into Congressman Tom Tancredo, Congressman Ron Paul on the Patriot Act.
And for those that don't know, Tancredo, Paul, and others, including Senator Smith, have all been targeted by the White House for defeat in elections publicly. That's your conservatism, folks.
Right, right. But you know what? She could have pulled the plug right away. Now, she wasn't your usual equal opportunity person that they had call in.
Probably a volunteer who's dedicating her time if she cares.
Right, and I gave her your website twice. I said, tonight, when you're on your knees saying your prayers, say prayers for our country because we're going into a police state. And, you know, and I went on for about 10 or 15 minutes. And
what do you think of DARPA admitting that this giant grid, face scanners, are to be used by the government, the military, the police? It is a taxation slave grid.
Well,
they're now throwing at your face that, yeah, all these microphones and cameras, DARPA put them in 5 years ago. It is for you and your family. No Fourth Amendment, no nothing. I mean, this is so bad it's worse than Russia.
Yeah. Then I said to her, if we're under attack, I said, what's the first thing a country does?
Controls their borders.
Controls the borders. And she didn't know that. And, you know, I used it as an educational opportunity, and who knows what she did.
She could be the person
who
influences somebody who brings out the key corruption that brings them down.
I felt that at the end of it, she was ready to, you know, quit her job.
Good.
You know, honest. So, anyway, that...
All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing.
One other thing. The guy that says we ought to go to Target. Target is owned by Dayton Department Stores, and the owner of Dayton is in the United States Senate, and he's one of the most liberal that's in there. And
he gives money to gun grabbers. He's involved in RFIDs.
Right.
But see, this is the problem.
Yeah.
Once they unify corruption... Then once they put it in everywhere, you can't boycott because you don't have a choice. And we're nearing that point. That's why I said that we had to boycott Smith & Wesson when they tried to do a backroom deal to sell out gun dealers and make them waive their rights and ban, you know, low-capacity mags, everything. I said, we got to stop them now or everybody will be squeezed and follow suit. And the Justice Department said that was what the deal was about.
Yeah.
So it's key fights. We've got to boycott Walmart. Folks, I wanted to go to Walmart the other day. It's the only thing 24 hours around me. I needed something. I just went without. I will not go to Walmart. Do not do it, folks.
Yeah, go to some of these, like Ace Hardware. They are locally
owned.
Well,
I buy a lot of sporting goods because I fish some and do stuff like that in spare time, which is about once a month. And, you know, I don't go to Walmart. I go to Academy, which is a locally, you know, owned deal. Got everything Walmart's got.
Right, right.
Maybe 10 cents more because they don't have all the slave camps.
Right, right.
All right, thanks for the call, bud.
Hey, you bet.
I appreciate it.
You bet.
Now, Walmart is pure evil, people. And, you know, I've been caught sneaking in there. I feel like a Baptist. You know, I haven't done this in a while. I won't do it again. Maybe once or twice a year I get caught sneaking into Walmart, you know, late at night when I have to. And people, Alex Jones, you're here too? You say don't come here. And I'm like a Baptist caught running out of the liquor store with a fifth of Jack Daniels. You know, in Texas, that's why they put it in a paper bag. I don't drink. I'm just giving you an example. Well, I drink beer every once in a while. But the point I'm making is that's why in Texas they put the paper bag over it so you don't get caught. But so it's like, I feel like a Baptist sneaking into Walmart, you know, sneaking into the liquor store.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pharmaceutical companies, doctors, and hospitals all make money from sick people. So what incentive is there for them to make you well? For thousands of years, man has used spices and herbs to ward off disease and cure, yes, cure.
888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Calls are coming up in just a few minutes and a bunch of news I haven't gotten to and a recap of some of our top stories. You'll definitely want to stay with us for the last 26 and a half minutes that we've got left in this worldwide July 2nd, 2003 edition. Now, on Monday, I had Mike Hansen on. He's done a lot of camera work for me. He snuck into Bohemian Grove with me. The only person other than myself to ever get in and get out with footage. Of course, we both had hidden cameras. Mike has gone to urban warfare training operations with me, where the Marines are publicly training to put you and your family in camps with foreign troops. The role players are screaming, "I'm an American, no, not the camp." And Mike has helped run one of my TV shows for several years. And he's running a fireworks stand in South Austin to raise money to run for political office. He got record number of votes running for county commissioner, but lost. Now he's, because it's a Democrat area. He ran as a Republican but got record votes. Now he's running as a Democrat because it doesn't matter. He's a patriot or a constable. And what a better place, giving a better place for Mike than as a constable, because he's against the police state, but he's also against criminals of any type. His brother's a police officer as well, a veteran police officer here on the force with a great record. And Mike is asleep in a lone camper next to the fireworks stand. And we told the story of the guys breaking in. Mike comes out, holds him at gunpoint in his underwear. He's got him by the side of the highway, asking for help. Nobody will stop. Finally, somebody calls the police, and they come. And Mike was surprised because we read all the news articles where they arrest people for defending their family, even in their own homes. But that's New York and Massachusetts. But now it's even happened in places like Alabama. It's getting weirder and weirder. But now Mike said that he just got a visit from the Travis County Sheriff's Department thanking him because this solved 20 robberies. So, Mike, to give us a recap of something good the police did, we want to commend them when they do something good. Mike's voice is shot from telling this story on local TV and on some of the radio shows and everybody calling and wanting to know. And the reason I'm bringing Mike back up is because I see these articles, I don't know, dozens of them a day. KeepAndBearArms.com posts dozens a day because the viewers of the site can post links to mainstream news articles of an old lady defending herself, a family defending themselves, a grizzly bear attacking somebody defending themselves, a woman jogging who's been raped before, the same guy comes back, she blows him away. I never spend enough time on this, but here's a case right here in Austin. Mike, recapping the story and then what the police said when they came out. Good to have you on the show, Mike.
Called from your radio show, Alex. Sorry, my voice is shot. Monday morning, I was asleep at 4:30 in the morning, and we did have another woman and a man sleeping on the property, too, in their van. And I heard something over the baby monitor that we used. This is a big factory outlet here. It's about 100-foot. It's not an average fireworks stand. It's a huge one. You've been here, Alex. We have over $50,000 worth of stuff here now, ready to sell it for the 4th of July. So it's a huge operation out here, and we usually have like 20 to 40 volunteers a night, but they all leave like at midnight. But since I've been on your radio show, we've had people come out here and back up to the stand where nobody and spend the night. since it's happened, so I sure appreciate everybody that's pitched in here. I was sleeping and I heard it on, I heard something that was, it wasn't too loud, but it didn't sound right. So I really didn't think nothing of it. I thought it would be a dog or a possum or something. So I just grabbed the gun. I didn't even bother getting dressed. I didn't take my cell phone. That was a mistake.
And Mike, so you're also getting your concealed carry, but you don't have it yet. What firearm did you have?
I had, this is a borrowed, one from one of the security people out here. It's a Browning 9mm. I guess
okay,
you saw
it. So what happens next?
Well, I the RV is sitting where I can see the front of the building, and I can't see in the back. So when I went around to the back of the building, I saw a car parked the wrong way on the Twin Creek Road out here. It was parked the wrong way. And I said, well, maybe they broke down. Let me go see if I can help them. I got about halfway down the building, and I saw that they had cut the fence. And then when I got a little bit farther, I seen that they were loading as much stuff as they could. And I'm not talking about just little firecrackers. They were loading the $100 items, big two professional type things in the car. And so when I saw that, I ran up to the fence and I took the safety off and put my finger on the trigger and I said, you better get on the ground. I said a few other choice words, and they did get on the ground. And then I heard something else in the building, and I said, the next person that comes out of that building's a dead man. And so they didn't come out of there. And so I stood out there for 10 minutes in my underwear on the side of the street with two people on the ground, and the other one didn't come out. And then finally a truck came by, and I was begging him to call the police because I had no way to call him, and I was yelling for the other woman and man, but they had their window rolled up. It was about, 100 feet from where I was. And then he wouldn't stop, so he didn't pay attention. It was like nothing was happening. He just went on by and would not stop. And then at about the same time, another car came by from the opposite direction. They wouldn't stop. So I said, well, this is not going to work. I'm not going to stand out here all night. So I tell that they kept telling me, stop pointing the gun at me. Stop pointing the gun at me. I said, I'm going to point this gun until the sheriff gets here.
Hey, Mike,
I can guarantee you that.
Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
We've gone over that, and so the police came. They said good job. You were surprised by that because we've seen the other activities. This same sheriff's department raids whole neighborhoods with the army and then says we don't need warrants, but that's the sheriff giving these orders as part of the multi-jurisdictional task force. But the reason I had you back on the show is because you got a visit from the Travis County Sheriff's Department saying good job, and we want to commend them for encouraging citizens to defend their life, liberty, and property. And you did a great job. So tell us what happened. You said about eight different police cars showed up that night. They said good job. But now...
Well, it took them till 8 o'clock in the morning to inventory all the stuff they had that night. They had been out on a crime spree all night long, stealing from people and robbing people. And yesterday in the afternoon, the shift supervisor of the day shift of the Travis County Sheriff's Department came out, and I didn't know what it was about. I've heard all these stories where people get arrested and stuff for defending their property. So we always kind of standoffish, and he got out of his car. So I went and met him, and I shook his hand and said, "I'm Mike Hansen," and he says, "Yeah, I came out here to shake your hand and tell you thank you so much that that they had robbed 20 people that night, and they're going to be able to solve the case." And he wanted to follow up on everything, and so I was just real proud about that. So.
And they need to get about 10-15 years in prison. The problem is that some little pothead with a bag of weed is going to get 5 years hard labor, and these guys will probably get a month in the county jail.
Well, we all have liberty until you violate somebody's property or their person. That's the way I believe.
Well, absolutely.
I'll defend everybody's Bill of Rights as the next constable, but if you violate somebody or somebody's property, I think that's wrong.
Well, it certainly isn't what the government was supposed to do before, serve the people, and it's been warped and deformed. But it's the citizen that stops crime. The police will tell you this.
more often, about five times more often than police do. And the highest crime rates are areas where they've disarmed the people, like New York, like Chicago, like Los Angeles. And I just want to just add you back up because he came out and thanked you. And he was also probably making sure you testify in court, correct?
Well, I think it's because of shows like yours airing here in Austin and the Access TV that that you do here in Austin. Because I had a meeting with the assistant police chief, and I told him that these black ski masks that we have on tape, you know, we went down there, got on tape, and no name tags are not going to do it. I mean, we have got to have our police where we can identify them, and we need to turn them back into police peace officers.
Or their secret police.
He told me, Mike, I promise you that there's going to be no more black ski mask, and everybody will have name tags. So I think it does make a difference when you speak out, Alex.
It does. There's just not enough of us doing it. In fact, they were out there in black ski masks and helmets beating people up. You know, you'd have one bad cop out of 10, but still, and now they're getting sued, and cops would got caught on their own surveillance camera tapes beating innocent people up. Then they lied in reports. Now they're in trouble. But after we complained, they were out there the next night or 2 days later with the ski mask off, still covering the badges. We complained about that. Now their badges are visible. But the problem is enough Americans are not involved.
I agree with you.
Well, we need to do more of that. And, Mike, I'm glad that everything went well. So these guys, did the
and
police
good
officer...
Cops,
did
like my brother, Bill Hansen, here in Austin, when they report cops, they get transferred out. Instead of the bad cop getting in trouble, they transfer him. He's been in that area for 8 years in a good area, and they transfer him to a bad area. That's the punishment you get if you complain about a bad cop.
Yeah, sweeping corruption under the rug only makes it fester.
Well, I sure appreciate everything you do, Alex.
Appreciate you coming on, Mike. One last question. I'm going to go to these calls and cover final news. One last question for you, Mike. The sheriff's deputy that came out to thank you, he said they'd robbed 20 people that night?
That's right. And probably, you know, if they've been doing it all that night, you can imagine. This was like a gang of thugs. So if they had been doing that that night, you can sure that they have been. As a matter of fact, one of the victims called me this morning too and said that he saw the video on TV of the person that did it, and that was the one that he saw that broke into his truck.
Now,
so,
how did
you know? Even
now,
the victims are
Mike,
recognizing
Mike,
this gang of thugs. Now.
Mike, I know we have video of this, and I know we've aired it on some of our shows, but I'm trying to understand here. I haven't seen all the video. I've been watching the shows. Haven't had time. You say that you've got video of these guys' faces or
the
news?
Oh, yeah, I got video. Jimmy Ritter came out within 10 minutes and started getting video of all of the stuff. They had all the stereos and camcorders.
Okay, one guy's a white guy. Hold on. One guy's a white guy. The other guy's Hispanic. What color's the guy that got away?
I have no idea because when I marched him back, I figured out now when I marched him back to the RV to call the police, I think the other one ran out of the back door of the stand.
Well, I'm just wanting to get a description.
He got away with over $30 in cash that we had in.
Yeah,
we always send the money to the bank at night.
Stan, Mike. I'm trying to get to this point. I'm trying to find out who the other guy is so they can catch him. Hey, listen,
well,
Mike.
I'm sure they're going to catch him. The man that came out, the sheriff that came out yesterday said that they're almost sure that they're going to be able to get him because the other ones are going to tell off on him.
All right, thanks, Mike.
God bless you.
You bet. And folks, somebody's robbing video cameras and fireworks stands and cars is bad enough. But, I mean, we have a government that runs the stock exchange and the Chicago Mercantile, and it's a giant scam. The speculation, the currency speculation, it's all a giant scam. It's totally staged. And, that's the real crimes. You want to know what the real crimes are? And the Second Amendment is defend against the common street thug that Mike was defending against and against organized crime and government, the most dangerous type because of the size and scope and the mechanized fashion. And I'm going to go to Al in Illinois here in a second, but let me cover this now. This is out of the Associated Press. This is the big crime, the stuff that we need to be aware of. UN ship carried child prostitutes. That's the headline. The United Nations is investigating a report that a ship chartered for peacekeepers in East Timor is being used to bring child prostitutes to the island nation, the organization said today. The allegations surfaced over the weekend in the Portuguese weekly Expresso. The Expresso reports that the UN personnel were involved in bringing girls from Thailand to East Timor as prostitutes. So far, some of the allegations are unsubstantiated. Yeah, right, said Hoon Jang, UN deputy spokesman. She said the would not elaborate or comment further on the status of the investigation being conducted by the UN's Office of Internal Oversight. The same office investigated allegations last year of sexual exploitation of refugee children in West Africa by employees of more than 40 private organizations. The report found that allegations largely unsubstantiated, although they were raised in a report by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Folks, the UN shot video of what they do. The UN just got caught in civil court, had to admit to it with DynCorp, kidnapping 200,000 women and children out of Eastern Europe and shipping them to Israel, Saudi Arabia, and other areas of Asia. That's Washington Post, AP, Reuters. But back in the newspaper, only hear about it once or twice. So that's going on. Also, woman sacked for revealing UN links with sex trade. London Times, how a tribunal vindicated an investigator who blew the whistle on workers in Bosnia. A damning dossier sent to Catherine Bolvac, to her employees, detailing UN workers' involvement in the sex trade in Bosnia, cost the American her job with the internal police force. She was sacked after disclosing the UN peacekeepers went to nightclubs where girls as young as 15 were forced to dance naked and have sex with customers, and that UN personnel and international aid workers were linked to prostitution rings in the Balkans. After a two-year battle, an employment tribunal ruled yesterday that Ms. Balkovic was unfairly dismissed by DynCorp, an American company whose branch in Salisbury, Wiltshire, England, dealt with the contacts of American officers working for the International Police Force in Bosnia. And the article goes on to say it was involved in the transfer of 200,000 women and children out of country. See how they give you the first report, oh, going to nightclubs with child prostitutes and slave prostitutes, and then later, oh, and 200,000 of them were kidnapped. Here's another one. UN troops accused of systematic rape in Sierra Leone. Rebel government troops and United Nations peacekeepers were all guilty of raping women on a systematic scale throughout Sierra Leone's brutal civil war. A leading international human rights group reported yesterday, and it goes into all the documents. Human Rights Watch. Let's go to Al in Illinois. Al, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'd like good, to sir.
Thank you for your services. And I had something to say about I read the Michael Moore book. I didn't buy it. I would never buy his book. His ebook, and page 120 and 121, he has a, you know, he's pro-UN, he likes the sex trades and all that, so. Well, in it, quote, now the new Russian leaders talk about building more weapons and selling arms to Iran and North Korea. We had missed the chance of a lifetime to end an insane arms race and create a new ally in this new world order. He's just another sheep, and he's just another sheep. I can't stand this guy. I don't know why he comes on all these CFR propagandists.
Well, he's not a sheep. He's a shepherd. He's a wolf. He's a Judas goat. And he controls the left-right paradigm. See, the left is controlled. The right is controlled by the neocons. And they're all going in the same direction, just different rhetoric.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. Absolutely. The left-right paradigm, it's a bunch of junk.
You want to hold over and add some more points, or are you done?
Sure, I'd add a few more.
Okay, stay there. Yeah, I don't want to give you just a minute. We'll be right back. Final segment. I'll hit a few final news tidbits, recap some stuff. And, yes, I'll plug my videos if you want to support the show, get some powerful films.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, it's a live Wednesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast. I'll be doing a fourth hour right when this show ends. I'm going to be sitting in for Michael Trudeau and the owner and founder of Genesis Communications, Ted Anderson, is going to be sitting in with me. We're going to be talking about DARPA and how they now admit that the cameras, the face scanning cameras, the stuff that scans your license plates is all really a Defense Department operation to track and trace and control the American people. And we're going to be giving that out free for anybody that doesn't have a computer and who wants a copy of the 40-page, I don't know, roughly 40-page document from DARPA, and, oh, as well as the AP article, because a listener was earlier talking about what they can do and how they wanted to get this and give it to people. And some people don't have computers. Well, if you want it, you can call the network, and we'll give you the number in the next hour and tell you how to do that. But for stations who carry this show, I appreciate them, and all our listeners and affiliates and sponsors and everybody, I really appreciate you. I got some final news I'm about to hit right now. Let's go back to Al in Illinois. Al, go ahead and finish up your points.
Well, I was going to talk about Liberia and our role in peacekeeping. I don't think we should be going to Liberia. I think, well, George Bush made a quote about peacekeeping in a video in 1991. Do you mind if I play the sound clip? It's like 30 seconds.
There's no profanity, is there?
No, none whatsoever.
Yeah, go ahead and play it. This is George Sr.
Have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
Well, this is.
And we will be. We have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN founders.
What do you think about that?
Well, it is law of the jungle, where you've got America being used as the muscle for the UN and this global empire, and then the UN plays the part of the good cop and says they're against all this, while using America as the muscle, and we take all the blame.
Yeah, exactly. We're playing the bad cop.
And look at what the UN's been caught doing all over the place.
Yeah, it's a joke.
No, it's very, very serious, because they're setting this up here, and they plan to break off the Southwest and have a big war, and it's just implode the economy. They got a lot of different irons in the fire, a lot of different scams they can pull, but we got to stand up and let them know we know that they're behind it, that can back them down.
Yes, I am. I'm behind you and Mike and everybody, all the listeners. I've been distributing the videos, and I think I've woken probably 30 or 40 people up, and I don't know. It's getting sickening, and I'm just going to fight it the way I can do it, and I appreciate you letting me into the call.
Al, appreciate the call. We're out of time for this hour. Also, next hour, I will cover global war. Top U.S. officials discuss expanding terror war in Iran and beyond when I fill in for Michael Trudell on the Midas Report. Normally a financial news hour. We'll have some of that for you, but mainly news and information in the next hour. Then I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. And the Midas Report on Global Shortwave is on 12160. My show is Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 on 12.172 and 9320, and from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. If you want my videos, go to Infowars.com or Infowars.net to order them, or call toll-free. Get involved in the fight, just like Al's done. 1-888-253-3139. Get Police State 3. Get The Road to Tyranny. Get my book, The Sit in the Tyranny. Make copies of the films. 1-888-253-3139. Don't sit idly by and let these monsters take over. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We will be back tonight, 9 to midnight. I'll be back in the next hour. Everybody out there, God bless you all. Recognize evil for what it is and stand up and fight it and be part of history.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...